We're doing Avat Chesed, and we discussed last time that there's a biblical prohibition against taking collateral by force. If a person hasn't paid up his loan on time, then we cannot take collateral from him by force. That's what we discussed last class. And now, the Chafetz Chaim continues, V'chen shaliach betin yamken muzar, and even if the courts send a messenger, a guy goes to court, he says, look, so-and-so isn't paying me back my loan, I want you to take collateral for me. So the court messenger is also warned, שלא ייכנס לבית הלווה ליטול ממנו משכון, not to enter the house of the borrower to take a collateral. שנאמר, the verse says, בחוץ תעמוד והאיש אשר אתה נושבו יוציא אליך את האבות החוצה. You stand outside and the man, he will take out the collateral. So our sages said that this can also be read as בחוץ תעמוד והאיש. You stand outside and also the man who is representing the courts. דדרשו חזל דתיבת והאיש לרבות שליח בית דין ועל פניו קאי, that the word והאיש comes to include also the messenger of the courts, and so the word והאיש is also read as though it's connected to the beginning of the sentence. לומר שגם הוא יעמוד בחוץ, to teach us that he too stands outside the home, we respect the borrower's privacy, and he takes out the collateral. אבל בשוק, but outside in public domain, מותר השליח בית דין לחטוף ממנו בזרועה. There, the court messenger can take something by force. He can take his car. He can bring a tow truck and say, oh, I like your Mercedes. You owe so-and-so $50,000. We're taking your Mercedes till you pay back. And then the courts give that collateral to the lender. And all of this is specifically when the guy owes him money because he gave him a loan. אבל אם מגיע לו עבור שכר פעולתו, או שכר בהמתו, או כליו. But if he owes him the money, because it was his worker, you worked for a guy, he isn't paying you up, he owes you $50,000, you built his house for him, so he owes you money for that, or he rented your cow, he took your horse on a trip, or he rented your item, he rented your motorboat, or he owes you rent, or because he was a co-signer. In all of these instances, one can take collateral by force even without the courts, and to enter his home to take collateral. The Torah's prohibition is specifically when he owes you money because he borrowed money from you. But if he owes you money because you worked for him, you worked your head off building his house, you worked your head off doing something for him, and he isn't paying you, then the Torah doesn't prohibit it. The Torah says he owes it. That's a different story. Then you could go into his house and take something by force. Or in the marketplace, you could take something by force and say, I'll give it back to you when you pay me up. We said, either if he owes you money because you worked for him, or because he rented your animal, or he rented your instruments, or he rented your home, or he was a co-signer. In any one of these instances, the Torah says you could take collateral by force. He co-signed for someone. You gave a loan to someone. The guy didn't pay up. And the time came and he's the co-signer. He's supposed to fork over the money. But what if he owes you the money? And you say, okay, you can't pay me today. I'll pay you tomorrow. Pay me tomorrow. You can't pay me tomorrow. Pay me the next day. So once you've turned it into a loan, even though technically he started owing you because he rented something from you or he hired you, but once you let him have an out, you said, okay, we'll make it tomorrow. So then by doing that, you've made it into a loan. You've said, you owe me the money now. I'll lend it to you. You'll pay me only tomorrow. Then asu, it's prohibited to go and take by force a form of collateral. Tetushem alva'alia, because it's again has the name of a loan. Vayen b'chosh mishpat siman says, check out in the Shulchan Aruch, Chosh mishpat, the 67th chapter, Dizkipa Mikrei Misha Shekavalo Zman LePeron. That when does it become a loan? If the time for pay has come and you give him an extension, you say, okay, you can't pay him today, we'll come tomorrow. Some say it becomes a loan when you start writing, okay, so total you owe me this much, I'll get back to you. Write it in your diary. All of this is with regard to the biblical prohibition not to take collateral from a person's home by force. But there is another prohibition when it comes to collateral. The Torah says, don't take collateral from a widow that will hurt her. Or the Torah says, don't take collateral from anyone in a form that will hurt his livelihood. The guy works as a builder. You're going to take his hammer and nails and you're going to take collateral, something that will prevent him from having his wages. The guy works giving a guided Jeep tours. If you're going to take his Jeep, he won't be able to make a living. Anything that's his utensils to making a livelihood, the Torah says, we may not take those things as collateral. So when we say that for these situations you may take a collateral by force, that according to some, that doesn't absolve us from the other prohibitions. Some say that even in these instances where he owes you the money because you worked for him or because he rented your animal, etc., some say that even in those instances you are prohibited from taking collateral that will hurt the widow, or collateral that is collateral from a widow, or collateral that is used for making a livelihood.